This is Pleasure and Savagery, podcast written by Tracy A. Hannah, performed by Don Johnson and Elizabeth Veit. Dramatized audio produced by HeatAudiobooks.com. We hope you like it. Pleasure and Savagery, Chapter 1, Episode 2. Tara stayed in the bed, their bed, naked, on the exact spot, the wet spot, where she and Philip had just been making love, where she had just been so near an orgasm, and now, she didn't even think to masturbate.
Ugh, what did he even want? Who did he want me to turn into? Become? I'm me.
Tara wrote the questions on my pages as she just lay there and stared up at the ceiling, lost in thought. So I would help her find her answers.
Diary, I am too traumatized to come and yet too numb to cry. What the fuck do I do now? Am I a sexy prude? I have always responded appropriately to Phil's sex play and stayed in the moment. Oh well, lesson learned. I have discovered some life lessons from every relationship I have ever been in. I have learned how not to be clingy, how to be trusting without playing the fool, how to hang out with the fellas without turning a kickback into a tea party. I have learned that I do not have to be part of everything my man does, and that he needs to have some time to himself. Alas, this particular lesson is the one that hurts the most. Wait a minute. No one has ever complained about my lovemaking before. I wonder. I am on friendly terms with all of my ex-lovers, so I'm going to have to ask one of them what they liked and disliked about our sex life. Damn, this shit hurts both my pride and my feelings.
Next morning, Tara got up early, made herself a hot pot of coffee, and sat down with her little black book. She called Charles first. He was not just her ex. They were still, well, close friends.
Hello.
Good morning, Charles. It's Tara.
Tara? Wow, it's been a while, girl. What's on your mind?
I was hoping I could see you soon. I need to talk to you. It's very important.
You're spooking me here, Tara. What is this all about?
Don't worry, Charles. I'm not trying to pin a baby on you or tell you that I have some kind of life-threatening venereal disease. I really do not want to get into this over the phone, so if you don't mind, I must talk to you. Can you stop by sometime this week?
Well, I have some time right now.
Perfect. Have you eaten breakfast?
No. Are you cooking?
Yes.
I'll be there within an hour.
Oh, thank you, Charles. Okay, Tara. Get ready to find out the truth about yourself.
She contemplated the moment the call ended, and a quick 30 minutes later, Tara greeted her ex-boyfriend at the door. After an awkward moment, he reached out to her with a polite hug.
My God, how I loved his hugs.
Tara reflected as she melted a little bit into his warm arms. Tara finally stepped out of Charles' embrace. She allowed her eyes to slowly take in his magnificence. Charles stood 6 feet 8 inches tall. He had honey blonde hair and amber eyes. He stood there, sporting faded blue jeans and a worn black t-shirt, and a bright white smile.
Wow. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Charles, my friend.
She greeted her ex, standing there in her front door, all the while thinking.
Oh, look at him. He's always kept his body in tip-top shape. If it weren't for his law degree, I would have pegged him as a construction worker.
Wow, Tara. You look awesome.
He greeted his ex in kind, the hum of his baritone voice pulling at the memories of their past lustful times together.
Good thing you're making breakfast. You look good enough to eat.
There it is again. That voice. His voice always seemed to reverberate between my thighs.
Tara backed away from the doorway and smiled.
Come on in, sweetheart.
Her term of endearment for her ex-boyfriend slipped out before she could think, but she did consciously not pull down the hem of her dress as she turned and walked in front of him.
Let him have a little peek of my ass. I want him to remember me like how I was back then. Hot and sexy, good lover. Droll.
Wow, Tara. Time has been really kind to you.
Charles said passionately, his eyes drinking in Tara's body, her full figure, her off-the-shoulder spring dress and bare feet.
You don't look any different than when you did when we were lovers in college.
Thank you, Charles. You look great. Come on into the kitchen so we can get started on breakfast.
Tara rattled on as she led the tall, handsome man through her modest home. She had done well for herself, and she wanted him to want her back. Charles made sure to walk behind Tara, the better to appreciate her narrow waist and wide hips. And she put a bit of swish in her step, so he would be sure to enjoy the view.
We can talk while we get started. The kitchen is right through here. Wash your hands and have a seat. Are you thirsty? Do you want coffee, juice, a mimosa?
Yeah, coffee sounds great.
Okay, I'll get you a cup. Black, right?
You remembered. You are amazing.
Tara drank in Charles' kind words. Clearly, he was trying to impress. He wanted her back, was what Tara was feeling, and she tried her level best to hide her nervousness behind being a good hostess. Although the table was already set and the food and coffee pot were within reach, she was still quick to fill Charles' cup, eager to give him a full view of her ample chest as she poured. No bra, Charles was observing. Tara served breakfast with a smile, and Charles watched her long, lean, feminine body as she stretched across the table. How he missed this woman. Tara had an ass that men would kill for, Charles was thinking. But for some reason, they had ended, and his mind was thinking back, trying to remember why. Once they were both seated, Charles looked at Tara and smiled one of those "she wants me back" smiles. Tara giggled a little and bit her lip as she considered her current circumstance.
I can see the joy shining in Charles' eyes. Yes, he is enjoying every second of me catering to him, watching me. You have always been on the cocky side, Charles. Yet I could never fault you for that, as your confidence was one of the things I truly adored about you. This man has the perfect combination of good looks, intelligence, wonderful sense of humor, nice income, and excellent sexual skills. Yes, please.
What is all this about, Tara? Charles asked, savoring his ex-girlfriend's attentions before he popped a sweet, ripened strawberry into his mouth.
Sex.
Tara replied nonchalantly, in between deep sips of her mimosa. What?
Yes.
This has been Pleasure and Savagery. Podcast written by Tracy A. Hanna. Performed by Dom Johnson and Elizabeth Veit. Music and sound effects used under license from Epidemic Sound. Tell Daddy thank you. And stay tuned for the next episode. Keep your lights low while you listen to more sexy podcasts from Cupid's Foreplay.